From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. British Prime Minister Theresa May has outlined a clean break from the European Union, fulfilling a long-standing promise to the British voters who cast ballots in a June referendum to leave the 28-nation bloc.
It was a vote to restore, as we see it, our parliamentary democracy, national self-determination, and to become even more global and internationalist in action and in spirit.
In a 12-point plan dubbed Hard Brexit, the Prime Minister said Britain will leave the European single market and seek a new arrangement so it can forge its own trade deals. Chris Beecham is an IG market analyst.
The key issues are what kind of trade deal we get with the EU and when does that arrive and what conditions are there that go with that. So that's the key, I think, issue for markets, is what sort of an agreement finally comes through. And I think that's the key details that will sort of take time to emerge.
Ms. May said both houses of Parliament will vote Friday on a final deal to exit the EU. Formal Brexit talks, expected to take up to 2 years, are scheduled to begin in late March. Gambia's President Yahya Jammeh declared a 90-day state of emergency Tuesday, just 2 days before he's to step down to make way for President-elect Adama Barrow. Mr. Jammeh has refused to accept the results of the December 1st election, prompting a warning from U.S. spokesman John Kirby.
President Jammeh is losing opportunities to respect the will of the Gambian people and to peacefully hand over power to the president-elect, which is supposed to happen on Thursday. Doing so would allow him to leave office with his head held high and to protect the Gambia people from potential chaos.
Mr. Jammeh, under growing international pressure to leave, denounced what he called the unprecedented and extraordinary foreign meddling in his country's affairs. He awaits a Supreme Court ruling on his bid to annul the election results. This is VOA News. The U.S.-led coalition carried out 4 airstrikes in recent days against Islamic State targets near the Syrian town of Al-Bab, where Turkish-backed forces are trying to dislodge the insurgents from a border area. Turkey has been critical of what it calls a lack of U.S. air support in the fight against IS militants. Meanwhile, the World Food Program's Bettina Lusher announced Tuesday that the U.N. agency is suspending airdrops of humanitarian supplies to the besieged eastern Syrian city of Deir ez-Zor because of heavy fighting.
WFP partners on the ground simply cannot expose the lives of the 60 volunteers who are in that open landing zone and would receive the supplies and distribute them. It's simply too dangerous to do this now.
Islamic State, which has controlled much of the Deir ez-Zor province since 2014, Saturday launched an intense attack to capture the city from the government. Russian President Vladimir Putin has blamed the outgoing Obama administration of attempting to undercut President-elect Donald Trump by spreading erroneous information. At a Moscow news conference Tuesday, the Russian leader said they want to bind Mr. Trump hand and foot, preventing him from fulfilling his campaign promises and undermining his electoral legitimacy. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov separately said relations with the U.S. could improve once Mr. Trump takes office Friday. President Barack Obama Tuesday commuted the lengthy prison sentence of transgender soldier Chelsea Manning, who's currently serving 35 years for providing hundreds of thousands of classified documents to the anti-secrecy website WikiLeaks. In one of his final acts as president, Mr. Obama pardoned 64 people and commuted the sentences of more than 200 others. In Ivory Coast, at least 2 soldiers were killed Tuesday in fresh violence following a security force mutiny earlier this month over wages. The latest violence centered in the capital, Yamoussoukro, and came just hours after the government began paying out bonuses to former rebel fighters. The presence of troops, some firing weapons, was reported in several other cities. China is suspending smog alerts at local meteorological bureaus because of what they often disagree with environmental authorities. A joint alert mechanism is to be formulated. The government's 3-year-old war on pollution has failed to ease heavy smog in the industrial north, with dangerous air quality readings in some major cities. Germany's Supreme Court has rejected a bid to outlaw the rightist National Democratic Party, saying its xenophobic appeal is minimal and does not threaten the democratic order. U.S. stock values fell Tuesday, led by financials and other post-election gainers, the benchmark Dow Jones losing 60 points to 19,826. The dollar tumbled but has rebounded after President-elect Trump suggested it was too high. The British pound recovered following Prime Minister Theresa May's Brexit speech. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.